The Radio Today programme with Broadcast Bionix, creators of Phonebox and Oasis. Welcome to the social studio.
You've found the weekly podcast from radiotoday.co.uk, and this week we're investigating a new idea in radio journalism. Radio News Hub has just launched, offering quality hourly updates for English-speaking stations across the world. That's what they say. Jamie Fletcher is its managing director, and he's on the line now. Jamie, what's the idea? Who are you competing with?
That's a great question, and it's a question that we've been asked a lot over the last week or so since we've launched. Nice speaking to you, by the way. Thanks for having us.
Oh, it's a pleasure.
What are we? I've seen people saying that we're a rival for IRN. I've seen other people saying that we're an alternative. I think that's probably where we are. We're not a rival for IRN. You know, we are brand new on the scene, but we are an alternative. And we've been listening to a lot of what radio stations have been saying since we came up with this idea about 8-9 months ago. And we thought, what can we do that's different? And one of our big sells is the way that we dispatch the news. One of the thought processes is that it's not live, so a lot of people take it in Dropbox and get it that way. And the other thing that we didn't want to do was compromise our news values, because we've got a really good experienced team part of this News Hub venture. And, you know, news matters to us. It's not one of those 60-second things at the top of the hour on a radio station that's just there because it has to be. So we've got some really exciting plans coming up as well. So we're looking at doing things a little bit differently. We're going to be doing bulletins on location. We're going to be doing our own Radio News Hub investigations. But to ask what we are, the way that we position ourselves is that we're that alternative if people want to look at us.
So if I'm running a radio station and I fancy trying you out, what I get is a 90-second bulletin downloaded into a Dropbox, which I can pull up, and that's going to come to me 10 minutes before the hour, and that 90 seconds is going to consist of 60 seconds of news and a 30-second ad. Have I got that right?
Yeah, that's spot on. That's the way that we're doing it. That's the way that we're looking at doing it. And, you know, we want to be competitive, and a lot of people have said, well, why are you running the advert with it? And because we want to do things, that's what I come back to. It's about our news values. We want to do things properly. We want to subscribe to the right sources to get news, and to do that we need to generate revenue. It's a business the same as any other, and you know that advert allows us to do that, where we're not compromising our news values. You're absolutely right, it's a 60 second bulletin at the top with that 30 second ad, and it's dispatched, well, you're saying, to Dropbox. Some of our client stations prefer it on email, and if that's how they want it, then we email it directly into their studio. That we've got one station particularly who are happier doing it that way. But on the whole, the feedback we've had has been very good on the Dropbox thing, because it allows potentially community stations that don't have presenters there throughout the day or throughout the night to set a command up in their playlist as well, so that as soon as that bulletin gets updated at 10 to the hour in our Dropbox, it gets updated on their playlist as well, so they know that bulletin's always going to go out.
Now, Jamie, you're a journalist, so you don't just want to read out other people's news. You want to find out the news, don't you? You want to report stories. Are you able to do that?
It's one of the great things that we've got, because we've got radio stations scattered all over the place, we can tap into that market. And one of the big things that we're looking forward to doing this summer is one of our stations is in Mallorca, and we're going to be doing a week-long investigation out there, looking in to how Brits behave abroad. And we've got other exciting ideas as well. It's basically trying to look at the radio stations we've got and then tapping in to where they are and what we can do. And for stations around Europe and around the UK, that's something we're certainly looking at doing. And just to be clear on one thing, I guess a lot of people will listen to this and think, well, for 60 seconds, what's the point? Well, you know, we are offering stations other alternatives as well. So we'll be producing program packages for them. We'll be offering live two ways on locations for clients stations as well. So we're trying to look at the bigger picture. It's not just about the 60 seconds at the top of the hour.
And you've talked about doing entertainment news as well, haven't you? And possibly business news. So is all that going to be on the agenda?
Yeah, business news, showbiz news, sports news. It's all there as a as an extra as well, which a lot of stations, as you might expect, are very into the showbiz news. And that, again, it's something that we've looked at before. We weren't just a bunch of kids that decided, you know, one night, oh, we're going to come up with this idea and tomorrow we're going to go with it and see where we end up. We've been methodical about this. We've really, really looked into what a lot of the stations that have subscribed to us want. And we've put a lot of time and resource into making sure that we get what hopefully it's what they want. And, you know, we're constantly asking the stations for feedback as well. It's important to us that although we're providing news for a lot of stations, we want those stations to feel that we're part of their team as well. So by providing those showbiz two ways in the hour and the business two ways and the sport two ways, and like I say, when a general election coming around the corner, we're going to be down at Westminster for that, and providing client stations with the latest colour as we get a new government. It's things like that that we've looked at and thought there's a way of doing this and we want to do it a little bit differently. And, you know, that's what we're trying to do. And we're doing it with a smile on our faces as well, because we all love news. We all love radio. That's the thing. We've got a group who absolutely, absolutely love radio. I remember the days of Bedroom FM reading the news on top of the hour back in the day and whatever else. And, you know, I think that's when you don't look, it's a lot of hard work, and enthusiasm alone doesn't get you to where you want to be. But it helps. And the fact that we're passionate about radio as well, it sounds like a cliche at times when you say it, doesn't it? But we are radio people.
I'm interested in the phrase down in Westminster. You're not going to be metropolitan and London centric by definition. Do you think that's going to help to give you a different attitude, a different kind of spin on what the news agenda is?
Yeah, I mean, as you rightly say, we're not based in London. We're based in the north of England, but I think a lot of news hubs are now. So it's, you know, it's looking at what our audience wants, and it's looking at what our audience actually is as well. You know, we've got radio stations scattered all over the place, and what might work on one station does it. It's more about the talkability. That's what we like. And if we can, you mentioned it earlier, the fact that, you know, we don't just want to report other people's news. We want to get out there and do our own. And you're absolutely right. The fact that we're not going to be based down in London doesn't mean that we're not going to ignore everything that's going on in the capital. It's still our capital. It's still the country's capital. But what goes on in places like Manchester and Birmingham and Liverpool and Newcastle and other cities that, before people start shouting at this, that I've not mentioned, it's just as important to us, as well as, you know, the big stories globally as well. I mean, again, it comes back to what you can fit into 60 seconds. And again, I don't want people sitting there thinking, yeah, but you're talking the talk with only 60 seconds. It's a lot more than that. And that's what excites us about it. It's the fact that we are doing these extras into shows as well. We want to be part of the radio station.
Let me ask you this, Jamie. There was a story in Private Eye, and I don't know whether it's factually true, but it was about Global Radio telling their journalists not to talk about the HSBC story. The implication being that's because that story has an implication to the business affairs of the mother company. As a journalist working in the 21st century, do you feel free to, in the old phrase, speak truth unto power? Or do you feel as though you're basically just delivering a service in the same way that, you know, the music business provides records and the jingles companies provide idents? You know, do you really think that there is a sort of glorious piece of work that you're doing with journalism?
What a great question. I'm not quite sure how to answer that. I think throughout my career, wherever I've worked and wherever we've had success, and I'm just going generally about me now down the years, it's that original journalism that really stands out. And I think that it's easy to just follow the crowd, and it's very easy to ignore certain stories. And I think the greatest journalists, and I think the greatest, whether it's radio, whether it's print, whether it's TV, are the journalists that do invest a bit more time and do look at, you know, don't just take a story as gospel and scratch away at the surface. It's difficult to comment on other radio groups' policies, I guess, but is that something that I find that's a big thing at the minute? It's not something that I'm completely aware of, but again, that's a great thing for our point of view. We don't answer to anyone. So again, from our point of view of what we're doing at the minute, you know, there's nothing stopping. We haven't got a big company saying, well, we can't report on this story, or we don't really want you to report on that story. The great example, isn't it, is always back in the day where you always hear of a sales exec coming down to the newsroom and saying, oh, don't run that story because it's a big sponsor for us, it's a big advertiser. Mm. Do you know what? The honest truth, wherever I've worked in the past, that's never compromised a news story and a news bulletin. And we've always been supported in that, you know, a news story is a news story. And if it's worth investigating, it's worth investigating.
Well, we wish you well, Jamie. I think your heart's in the right place, and I hope your business is a success. Where do people find you?
You can get more info on us online, radionewshub.com. You can also find us on Twitter and on Facebook as well. And yeah, hopefully you're right. Hopefully it's going to be a nice success. And, you know, that's we want to do it with a smile on our faces, but we're serious about it as well. And we want to provide good content. That's what it's really about for us. It's producing that really good content, that standout content.
Jamie Fletcher, thank you for talking to radiotoday.co.uk. Let's have some news now. Here's Roy Martin.
The Radio Today programme with Broadcast Bionics.
Thank you, Trevor. Well, this week, it's been a funny old week in radio. The headlines include Mike Reed getting stuck in a lift, Kingdom FM presenters climbing a bridge, and Magic playing karaoke in the car. They're calling it karaoke. Then, of course, there's the outtake from John Inverdale.
Okay, this is looking at it through rose-tinted glasses from the past. I apologise there for a slip of the tongue.
But that was nothing compared to Lynn Bowles on Radio 2 a few weeks ago.
And Wessex Way, which is the A338 County Gates roundabout.
So with all that in mind, we bring you the news that Russell Brand is returning to XFM this weekend. What could possibly go wrong? That's your latest from radiotoday.co.uk. I'm Roy Martin.
Broadcast Bionics, creators of Phonebox and Oasis, offer you elegantly integrated products and intelligent one-stop shopping for all your studio needs. Discover a full range of innovative studio products. Play out by Wide Orbit, Music Master Scheduling, Stirlitz, NewsBoss, Larvo, Telos, Axia, Omnia, Digigram and Commotion. Visit bionics.co.uk today.
100 years of radio. Radio Moments.
We start this week 50 years ago and the first episode of a comedy remembered to this day.
I was going to Cornwall for a few days' rest and I wanted to take some reading matter with me. You know, there's nothing worse than being in loo with nothing to read.
Round the Horn aired for the first time on the BBC Light programme this week in 1965. It was broadcast on Sunday afternoons for 4 years and was riddled with innuendo and wordplay. Kenneth Horne was the straight man, and there was Betty Marsden alongside, Bill Pertwee and Kenneth Williams too.
Are you looking for something between hard covers or something to slip in your pocket?
We have an enormous selection of livres de poches. That is your actual French for posh books.
And it must be a good week for momentous radio. This week in 1978, the first episode of Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy on Radio 4.
A human from the planet Earth was one of them, though as our story opens, he no more knows his destiny than a tea leaf knows the history of the East India Company. His name is Arthur Dent. He is a 5'8" ape descendant, and someone is trying to build a bypass through his home.
Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, the comedy science fiction series which began this week 37 years ago. Later, a book, TV show and a film too. 39 years ago this week, commercial radio came to Reading. The successful applicant commercial group was called Radio Kennet, evolving into Thames Valley Broadcasting. On air, it became Radio 210.
Hello and good morning, Thames Valley. This is Paul Hollingdale saying welcome to Radio 210.
210.
Twelve and a half. Today is our opening day of Radio 210 Thames Valley, ladies and gentlemen, and we've got an array of stars coming in to the station and also visiting the Butt Centre. Well, we'll be telling you a little bit about them later on, except to say that some of the big names are Mary Hopkin, the Surprise Sisters, Mac and Katie Cassoon, Gary Benson, Roger Whittaker, the Kersell Flyers, we've got June Ritchie, Polly Brown,
They were all there, weren't they? The start of Radio 210, later 210 in Reading. The station stuck with its AM wavelength as its name for 33 years. It's now Heart. And staying with brand changes, this week last year, Jack in the Home Counties changed its name.
On the 10th of May 2010, we became Jack FM.
In February 2014, because of a dispute with the owners of the Jack name, listeners decided to change the name of the radio station.
Hundreds of new names were suggested.
Today, the 10th of March 2014, a new radio station is born.
Welcome to Bob FM.
Bob FM.
Bob FM.
Happy first birthday, Bob FM. And from Bob to Bill. Bill Meeks is a name well known to jingle enthusiasts. This week in 1951, he formed the famous Pam's Company, which was to be the first ever proper jingle house. He'd been a saxophone player who'd worked in the staff band at a radio station before setting up Pam's to make jingles for commercial clients before the radio ident obsession took over.
What had happened was I brought a group of musicians from WFAA to KLIF, and we were going to play a live broadcast with these live musicians. So we took these musicians over to KLIF, and in the course of everything else and making jingles for the local advertisers like Clarin Winterman Pawn Shop and all this sort of thing, well, we made jingles for the radio station.
If you like your music sweet or hot, tango, foxtrot, Roomba, waltz, or bop, dial.
K-O-S-Y.
Radio One. That means music.
Happy birthday, Pam's, the world's most famous jingle company. It's 13 years this week since the BBC launched a new music station. Its code name had been Network Y.
Now, there's a new kind of music station.
The first BBC music station in 32 years.
This isn't just music. This is Six Music.
From the BBC.
The launch of Six Music this week in 2002. Phil Jupitus was the first programme host. Birthdays now, and this chap is 67 this week, and he's still at it.
Quite a few people have said he's finished. He was just a hanger-on to Scott, but he's served him exactly, virtually the opposite way. In fact, at 17 on the 242 Smart Chart, beat John Walker on the Philips record label with his first very own single solo hit, a song called Annabella.
Happy birthday to Global's Richard Park, heard there on the Pirate Radio Scotland. So, with the launch of South Coast Radio on AM 24 years ago, Michael Parkinson leaving the Desert Island Discs chair 27 years ago,
a castaway is a sporting hero.
Virgin Radio launching its first website 19 years ago. The death of Adrian Love 16 years ago.
We are going to open the line.
And the first broadcast from the enlarged broadcasting house by the Burmese section of the World Service 3 years ago. Those are this week's Radio Moments.
Thank you, David. Another tour de force. More from him next week as we shift our base to the city of the Rossonieri and the Nerazzurri and say Buongiorno Milano. Yes, it's Radio Days Europe next weekend. I'll be there doing some video interviews and we'll have a full roundup of what's been said at the world's biggest radio conference right here. See you then.
The Radio Today programme with Broadcast Bionics.